Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, guys, special bonus episode. Is this an episode? I don't know. It's a bonus thing we're posting in the podcast feed this week. If you're new to the show, you may not know that 10% Happier is not only a podcast, but it's also an app that teaches you how to meditate and also helps you stay engaged. And this year we're doing a free 21-day challenge during the month of January. And the goal is to get people excited, motivated, inspired, and engaged. Challenges seem to really help people do that. So it starts on January 6th, and you can sign up today inside the 10% Happier app or look at the show notes here and click the link, and you'll be able to join that way. Meanwhile, today I want to post something that we've ripped out of the app, or we're going to post on the podcast feed. One of the features we have in the app is a section called Talks, where we recruit all these great teachers and scientists and researchers to record what I call little wisdom bombs, 5 to 7 minute chunks of audio that you can listen to on the go. If you don't have time to meditate, but you want some inspiration in your life, you can check out the Talks. And I am not a meditation teacher or a researcher, but I've written a few books. And so they asked me to record a few talks, and we're posting this one, which is about how to build a meditation habit that sticks. So here it is. Forming healthy habits is hard, and there's a reason most of our resolutions ultimately go down in flames. We may be wired to fail. Evolution has bequeathed us a brain that optimizes for survival, not for long-term health planning. Natural selection primed us for detecting threats and finding food and sexual partners, not for flossing our teeth. The fact that we are up against this evolutionary challenge is why sticking to your intention to meditate can be so hard. Here are 4 tips that I've found can help. First, aim to meditate most days rather than every day. Consistency counts. The more often you meditate, the easier it gets and the deeper and more enduring the benefits. But if you set the goal of meditating most days, you can miss one day without your inner critic swooping in and calling you a failure. I call this approach daily-ish. It has elasticity, or psychological flexibility, a key concept from behavior change research, which can help lead to an abiding habit, be it meditation or a new gym routine or a commitment to learn Esperanto. Second, commit to just 1 minute a day. This is a supremely low bar. The proposition of a single minute is unintimidating, and what's more, it's scalable. After 1 minute of meditation, people often think to themselves, hey, I'm already here, might as well keep going a bit. As the meditation teacher Corey Mascara explains, this is a key moment because you're moving from extrinsic motivation, that is, meditating because you feel like you have to the more powerful intrinsic motivation, that is, meditating because you want to. The second you opt in for more meditation, even if it's only for another 30 seconds, you're doing it out of actual interest, which makes it much more likely to have a lasting effect. That little moment of yes counts for a lot. Third tip, think strategically about your schedule. Some people find that having a set time every day, right before bed, first thing in the morning, just after a workout, really helps establish a habit. Scientists who study habit formation talk about cue, routine, reward. You can experiment with constructing a cue, routine, reward loop that gets you to meditate. For example, after I park my car, cue, I will meditate for 5 minutes. That's the routine. And I'll feel a little calmer and more mindful. Reward. Repeat this loop to ingrain the habit. You can even put your daily session in your calendar, which some people find helpful. That being said, if, like me, you have an unpredictable schedule, thinking strategically might mean trying to fit your meditation in whenever and wherever you can. Tip number 4, make yourself accountable. Some people may not institute a healthy habit on their own, but they will do it when other people are holding them accountable. One way to create that kind of accountability is to join a community of some sort. It can be as simple as just getting a few of your friends together and starting. Another option is to join a regular sitting group at your local meditation center. Many major cities have meditation centers where you can drop in, such as Mindful in New York City or Unplug in LA. So those are four very simple tips. Meditate daily-ish, commit to just 1 minute each time, schedule it in, and make yourself accountable. In fact, these tips are so simple, I think they teach us something worthwhile in and of themselves. We may have all sorts of high-flown ideas about ourselves, but in many ways, we are all like rats in a maze, constantly pressing the levers that deliver food pellets to us. Don't take that personally, maybe very cute rats. Behavior change science strongly suggests that the best way to create good habits is to identify where and how to get those pellets. Just like rats, we are much more likely to keep doing something if it feels good and we get something out of it. It's that simple. Why make it complicated? All right, that's the talk. Lots more on the 10% Happier app if you want to check out the talk section there. And if you want to join our free meditation challenge, go in the show notes and click the link there, or just go inside the app and sign up there. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back in a few days with a new episode.
If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.